And as we've heard, one of the economists who's sharing in today's Nobel Prize is a professor at the University of Chicago. Roger Meyerson is the 80th person with ties to the University of Chicago to win or share in a Nobel. There have been 24 winners of the Economics Prize with U of C connections, and 5 other Nobel winners are current faculty members. NPR's David Shaper went to the campus today.
The reaction today on the University of Chicago campus to having yet another Nobel Prize winner is, well, many students just aren't too surprised.
It's kind of an atmosphere of, oh, well, you know, we'll add it to our collection, we'll polish it and put it on the rack. Around here, it's not that special. It's appreciated, but there's a little bit of overweening pride, perhaps.
Helen Mary Sheridan is a second-year art history major here from Watertown, Massachusetts. She says despite what some may perceive as a bit of arrogance over winning the prize, to her, this award celebrates the kind of academic environment that exists on campus.
The idea of a strict, well, not strictly academic, but so focused on intellectual enterprise and a real dedication to the pursuit of learning throughout one's career, not just, you know, you do your 4 years and then you go off and, you know, into the real world, which has nothing to do with an intellectual atmosphere. I wanted that commitment all the way through. So, you know, when I'm 80, maybe I'll be, you know, maybe I'll have a Nobel Prize. Doubtful, but my parents hope so.
Laszlo Jokub came to study economics at the University of Chicago from Budapest, Hungary, specifically because of its Nobel winners.
Obviously, I am not from here. I had never been to the U.S. before coming here. And most of the decision to come here stemmed from knowing about the reputation of the university in economics.
As a second-year undergrad, Jokub says he's in lower-level classes that aren't taught by Nobel winners, but he says it still reassures him about the overall quality of the school. The University of Chicago is so used to honoring Nobel Prize winners that setting up a news conference for Meyerson in the Student Union building goes like clockwork.
I think the whole university community somehow has gotten used to this happening virtually every year. And so people are certainly aware of Nobel Week around here and think about it and, you know, probably check to see where certain people are during that week.
That's University of Chicago Hospital spokesman John Easton, who's helping his campus media relations colleagues. And he says even though it's all hands on deck, the event itself is kind of routine.
There's like a 15-page memo that goes out every year, a week or so before the Nobel, saying, if this happens, we do this. If this guy wins, we do this. These are the people we try to get to the event.
In the news conference, Roger Meyerson, the co-winner of today's Nobel Prize for Economics, sings the praises of the University of Chicago.
This is a great institution. This place has been, from the beginning, from its foundation, has been a place that was determined to cultivate ideas. And in many fields, it does it very, very well.
But Meyerson also gives credit where credit is due. He only came to the University of Chicago 6 years ago, and he wanted to stress that much of the research and work for which he is being honored today, he did at the University of Chicago's crosstown intellectual rival, Northwestern University, where he worked for 25 years. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.